We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Destination, freedom. Listen, it's the freedom bell.
Aye, the freedom bell, my friends. And this is Paul Revere, called back from the shadows by the sound of the freedom bell to cry again a warning that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Destination Freedom is presented by Station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Paul Revere is the symbol of warning, ready to ride down the skies to shout his alarm. His destination now and forever, freedom.
You know, I've watched a lot of the things that went into the Constitution prove themselves, go by the board, or else become so accepted that no one thinks of challenging them at all. Now, you take the First Amendment to that Constitution. If you want to paraphrase it quickly, it guarantees freedom of religion, of speech, of the press, and of peaceable assembly. Well, now, I don't think any of us questions the first one. Not here in America, at least. We all know we can worship our God any way we like, and the government won't interfere. And as for freedom of press and freedom of speech, well, we know that there are some limits there. Freedom isn't license. You can't call a man a dirty name just because you don't like him. And neither can a newspaper or a radio station. But you can always tell the truth as you see it, as long as you have something to back you up. But what about this freedom of assembly? What good does that do us? There are 150 million Americans today scattered across a whole continent. We can't all get together and tell the government what to do. Oh, every couple of years we go to the polls, about half of us, and vote. But that wasn't what Washington, Jefferson, Hamilton, Madison, Franklin, and the rest of us had in mind when we wrote that First Amendment. I guess maybe America's got too big for the right to freedom of assembly. Or has it? Let me tell you about Jeff Maxwell.
Dad, hiya. You're late tonight.
Oh, sorry, Billy. I had to work late on a case. Mom got dinner ready?
Is that you, Jeff?
It's me, dear. Dinner ready?
Almost. Go wash your hands and comb your hair. I'll have it on the table in a second.
Okay. How about you, Bill? Hands washed?
Sure, Dad. Washed them half an hour. Well, they don't look so good right now.
Not so hot, son. Come on, we'll... What more can a man ask for than a wife who can cook like you?
I'm glad you liked it, darling.
My, sure is a good cook.
Oh, don't talk with your mouth full, darling.
Okay, Mom.
Never refuse a compliment, Alice. Especially when it comes from a man's heart or his stomach.
Now, don't you be encouraging him, Jeff Maxwell. I have trouble enough teaching him manners.
All through. May I please be excused, Mom?
You finish all your meal? You're excused.
Thanks, Mom. How soon do I have to go to bed?
Well, it's 7 o'clock. Have you done your homework?
Well, almost. Another 10 minutes.
Half hour for your bath. 15 minutes for homework.
Oh, no, Mom. Only 10.
15. And you're to be in bed by 8:30. Now, you can play till 7:45.
Okay.
What are you going to do, son?
I've got to finish the crane I'm making from the erector set I got for Christmas.
Oh, swell, swell. I'll help you.
Dad, would you say that that is an assembling job?
Well, sure it is.
Now, tell me this, Dad. Am I an American citizen?
Huh? Are you an American... Well, of course you are, son.
Well, I learned in civics class today that as an American citizen, I have certain rights.
What the dickens are you talking about, Bill?
I hope you won't take this wrong, Dad. But ever since Christmas, you've been telling me what to do with that erector set. Now, I'm trying to assemble that crane, and I want to do it my way. And as an American citizen, I can do it, because it's my right to freedom of assembly.
Jeff, have you noticed anything strange about Billy lately?
Strange? Billy? What are you talking about, Ralph?
I just found out last night that Junior has been putting his allowance in slot machines in the little candy store near the school.
Uh-oh, that isn't very good.
No, it isn't.
Well, you know how boys are. Didn't you ever... What am I talking about? You do the same thing at the club, don't you?
I'm not 12 years old.
Well, what's the difference? Like father, like, you know. What are they doing letting a slot machine operate near the school?
They're stealing kids' nickels and making gamblers of them, that's what.
Oh, now, Ralph, isn't that taking a pretty drastic view of things?
We're lawyers, Jeff. The law is our business. The law says that slot machines are illegal. Aside from the effect on our kids, shouldn't we, do something about this?
Look, Ralph, there are lots of things that are technically illegal. But where would we be if they were all stopped all at once?
You mean... our city authorities couldn't get along.
Well, that's putting it the rough way.
You'd feel rough, too, if your son were spending all his time putting nickels in a slot machine.
Oh, come on, Ralph. It isn't as bad as all that.
No? Wait till it happens to Billy. You'll find out.
Well, it can be ended easily enough. All we have to do is tell Chief Enders about the machine.
Gets his cut of the profits.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, that's true. I'll go to Mayor Wood. Tell him about it. He won't disregard a member of a law firm like ours.
Don't be so naive, Jeff. The mayor gets his cut, too.
I don't believe it.
I suppose you don't. But get this straight. I'm leaving this town as fast as I can sell my house and find a law firm somewhere else that'll hire me. Only hope it isn't too late, for Junior's sake.
Wait a minute, Ralph. You're upset.
I sure am upset. That youngster carries my name. And he's a nice kid. I'm not going to have him loused up by a bunch of crooked politicians. And there'll come a day, Jeff Maxwell, when you'll agree with me.
Well, Chief, how are you today?
Hey, Mr. Maxwell. Hey, you're quite a stranger around here. What brings you to police headquarters? Get a parking ticket?
Oh, no, nothing like that, Chief. Tell you the truth, colleague of mine was telling me this morning there's a slot machine in the little candy store over near the school.
Slot machine?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to look into that. That's against the law. Yeah, can't have that sort of thing going on.
I knew you'd feel that way, Chief. That's why I thought it was my duty to tell you about it.
You did just the right thing, Mr. Maxwell. I'll send some men over there right away. Yes, sir. Don't want our youth corrupted. By the way, have you seen this slot machine?
No, I haven't.
It doesn't really matter. If it's there, my men will find it. Don't give it another thought, Mr. Maxwell.
Oh, what's for dinner tonight, honey?
Oh, nothing too exciting. Pork chops, mashed potatoes, and corn.
Oh, sounds exciting to me. Where's Billy?
In his room.
Why? Isn't he having dinner with us?
Oh, not tonight. We had a few words.
Oh, that's too bad. What happened?
Well, you gave him his allowance Saturday. I asked him for the dime for his savings bank today. And he wouldn't give it to me.
Why not? He knows he's supposed to save a dime every week.
I don't know. I asked him for it and all he'd say was, "I'm sorry, Mom, I can't spare it this week." When I asked what happened, he wouldn't tell me.
So you sent him to his room?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was right, Alice. I think I better go upstairs and straighten the young man out.
Oh, don't be too harsh, Jeff.
I'm not going to be harsh. Billy knows he's got to save 10% of his allowance. It's been the rule ever since he's been getting an allowance. And I intend to find out why he wasn't willing to do it this week. That's all.
Well, don't be too rough on him. He feels pretty bad as it is.
Don't worry about it. Call me when dinner's ready. You asleep, Bill?
No, Dad.
Good. I want to talk to you. Suppose you tell me why you couldn't put 10% in your savings bank this week, hmm?
I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, wait a second, son. Of course you know. Didn't you have the money?
No, sir.
What'd you do with it?
I spent it, I guess.
What for? You know our agreement, son. We're to save a dime out of your allowance every week. Was there something special you wanted to buy?
Jeff.
Hmm?
Could you come here for a minute?
Yes, dear. I'll be right back, son. What is it, Alice?
Come out here in the hall, Jeff.
Jeff, did you take anything out of the household money in the cookie jar?
Out of the household money? Well, no, of course not.
Somebody did. Nearly $5, isn't it?
But only you and I and Billy could have taken money out of there. You sure you didn't spend it for something? Forget about it.
I'm positive, Jeff. I checked it last night, and I haven't spent a cent today.
Anyone else been in the house today?
Not a soul. And I was home all day.
Well, I didn't take it.
I didn't spend it.
Okay. You go on downstairs, Alice. Keep dinner warm. I'll be down as soon as I can.
All right.
All right, son. Tell me about it.
Tell you about what, Dad?
You know what I mean. You spent all your allowance, and you took $5 out of the cookie jar. Why?
I didn't, Dad. I didn't.
Bill, don't lie to me. Please. I don't know what's wrong, but maybe I can help.
But, Dad, I...
Look, you and I are pretty good friends, son. You better tell the old man what's wrong, huh?
I was only trying to get my money back.
How do you mean, get your money back?
Get back what I lost.
What did you lose, Bill? And how?
I lost my allowance and all the money in my savings bank.
All the money? How did you lose it, son?
The candy store near school. There are some slot machines.
Slot machines? That's it.
They're fun, Dad. All the kids play them.
Do all the kids steal the money to play them?
Don't say that, Dad. Don't. I was going to pay it back.
Whether you paid it back or not, son, that was stealing. All right. You stay right here in this room, young man, till I decide what's to be done about you. You understand?
What are you going to do, Dad?
I don't know yet, but I'm going to do something.
Oh, you've hardly eaten a bite, dear.
Well, I'm afraid I don't feel much like eating tonight.
Oh, I know. Neither do I. What are you going to do?
About Billy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, confine him to his room except for school for a couple of weeks. Take 50 cents a week out of his allowance till everything's paid back. I think he's pretty scared, all right.
I hope you weren't too hard on him, Jeff. He's only 12.
He's old enough to know right from wrong. But if our boy could do something like this, and Ralph Martin...
Junior Martin, too?
Yes. Ralph told me today that Junior's been playing the same slot machines. He's so upset he was talking about leaving town.
Oh, my heavens. Well, surely if this is reported to the police, they'll confiscate the machine.
Well, I hope you're right. I reported it to Chief Enders today.
Oh, well, then, that'll be the end of it.
Yeah, I hope so. I'll tell you one thing, Alice. If that isn't the end of it, I'm going to keep after this thing till it is ended.
Thank you.
Chief Enders. I told you 4 days ago about a slot machine in that candy store near the school.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Maxwell. And I had it investigated at once. But I'm afraid you were mistaken.
Huh?
My men didn't find a thing.
They didn't?
No.
Well, for your information, I just came from that store. And I found plenty. There are 3 nickel and 2 dime slot machines there, operating openly.
Hmm. Strange. My men didn't find them.
It certainly is. I want to swear out a warrant against the proprietor of that store for running a gambling house.
Well, now, that's a very serious step, Mr. Maxwell. You'd have to have some proof if you didn't want to lay yourself open to a suit for false arrest. As a lawyer, you know that.
I've got the evidence of my own eyes.
Yes, yes, I know, but we need something more tangible than that to make an arrest.
All right. Come along with me. My car's outside. I'll take you there, and you can have all the proof you want.
All right. I'd like to go with you, Mr. Maxwell, but I can't leave the office right now.
Well, send a couple of your men, then.
Oh, I haven't a man available at the moment. A couple of hours, maybe.
In other words, when there's been time enough to warn the owner to hide the machines.
I wouldn't talk like that, Maxwell.
I'm a citizen, Enders, and I intend to see to it that our police force is honest, or break my back trying.
You take my advice, Maxwell. Mind your own business.
But, Mr. Mayor, Chief Enders as well as admitted to me that he knew about those slot machines and is protecting them.
Now, Mr. Maxwell, let's not lose our heads.
You'd lose your head if it was your boy, all right.
And let's stick to the subject. Chief Enders is a fine police officer with an outstanding record. As mayor, it's my duty to back him up.
As mayor, it's your duty to see that the laws are upheld and slot machines are illegal.
That's quite correct. And whenever Chief Enders finds any slot machines in this fair city, I'll be the first to insist they be destroyed.
That's what I'm telling you, Mayor. He won't find them. He doesn't want to find them.
Please don't shout, Mr. Maxwell.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's quite all right.
Look, Mr. Mayor, why don't you come along with me now to that candy store? Maybe the machines haven't been taken out yet. That would prove to you...
I hardly think it's up to the mayor to conduct such an investigation. I have implicit confidence in Chief Edmonds. If any action is necessary, I'm sure he'll take it. Good day, Mr. Maxwell.
Why, you old fuddy...
Good day.
Ralph, this is Jeff Maxwell.
Yeah, Jeff.
Listen, you were right on that slot machine situation. Enders is in on it, and so is the mayor.
So you finally woke up, eh?
Right. And now that I'm awake, I'm going to do something about it.
Don't be silly, Jeff. There isn't anything you can do.
What do you mean? I can do a lot.
Such as what?
Look, I'm going to stir up the worst stink this town ever saw, Ralph. I'm going to holler from the housetops. Letters to the papers... Call all the prominent businessmen, you know, professional men, educators. We'll mobilize public opinion. You get it?
What do you mean, we?
You and I. That's why I called you. I figured you'd want to help.
Deal me out. I want no part of tangling with that outfit. I got a family to think about.
Over crying in the night, so have I. That's why it's so important for both of us. You must see that, Ralph.
I see you're taking on something too big for you, Jeff. Take my advice and forget it.
I didn't know you were yellow, Ralph.
Now, wait a minute.
Forget I called you. I'll do this job myself.
Did you want to see me about something, Mr. Mayor?
I certainly did. That will be all, Mrs. Jenkins. Please close the door after you.
What's up?
Did you see the afternoon paper, the People Speak letters?
No, why?
Read the letter this fellow Maxwell wrote about us.
Yeah, let me see it. I feel it's civic duty. Slot machines near Taylor School. Been called to attention. Chief Enders, Mayor Wood. No action. Have the chief and mayor some personal reason for not stopping.
Matter for the grand jury. Hey.
See what I mean?
I sure do. We don't want a grand jury poking around here.
And that's not all. A friend of ours called a little while ago. It seems Brother Maxwell called him up. Said he was calling all the important people in town to inform them of the situation.
Looks like this Maxwell wants to make trouble.
He is making it. And if he keeps on the way he's going, we're going to have that grand jury, whether we like it or not.
We'll give him the treatment, that's all. Run him out of town.
And we can't be too direct. Not after this. Have to keep everything legal. You handle your end and I'll take care of mine. But get this. The full treatment for this bird.
Mr. Maxwell, I'm from the city tax office. The value of your property was incorrectly appraised.
Incorrectly appraised? I don't get you. This house and lot has always been appraised for $12,000.
That was wrong. Should have been $24,000.
What?
You've been paying on the lower rate since 1944, so you owe 7 years back taxes on this place. $3,267.
But
you have 1 week to pay up, or we'll have to put the place up for tax sale.
Sorry, Mr. Maxwell. The wiring in this house doesn't meet fire department regulations. You'll have to install a new system.
But that will cost over $1,000.
Either that, or we'll condemn the house. Give you a week.
Police, I want to report a stolen car.
Name?
Jefferson Maxwell.
Make?
Plymouth two-door.
License?
186-363.
Just a minute. That car's in the pound. It was towed in for parking in a restricted zone.
You're crazy. That car was parked perfectly legally, and you know it.
There's a $10 fine, $15 for towing, and before you can put that heap on the streets again, you'll have to have the brakes lined, new windshield wipers, new horn, steering aligned, and a new set of tires.
I'm sorry, Jeff, but I don't see how you're going to do this firm any good if you cost us all the city's business.
Did the mayor say they'd take the business somewhere else if you didn't fire me?
Not in so many words, but he made it pretty clear. Take my advice, son. Make your peace with the mayor and Enders. We won't do anything for a couple of days. Don't be bullheaded.
I guess that's it, honey. They licked me. I might have known.
Jeff, I've been married to you for 15 years, and I never expected to hear you say you were licked.
Well, I guess this is the first time I ever felt that way. Gee, I don't know.
I know. Fight them.
How in heaven's name? Be sensible, Alice.
Go see the governor. Maybe he could do something.
Why, you wouldn't listen to just
me. Well, then
me.
Have a meeting. Get a petition up. Get all the decent people in town to sign it. Then he'd have to listen.
Yeah. Yeah, that might work. Oh, but Alice, I'm tired of fighting. Let them have their slot machines. Just keep my mouth shut from now on.
When you said you were licked just now, I didn't believe you. But if you're willing to let your son down like that, maybe you are licked.
Oh, cut it out, Alice.
You inherited a pretty good country from your father and grandfather. What kind are you going to leave to Billy where things like this can happen?
No, but what can I do about it?
You can fight, like the people before you. Every inch of America was fought for. That's what made it great. And I want it great for my son.
Friends, please, Doc. Let's quiet down now, will you? Friends, please. Please. Look, I called you all and I asked you to meet with me here in this community house tonight because there's something in this town we've got to act on. We, the citizens. Well, it's pretty obvious by now.
Just a minute, Maxwell. What do you think you're doing? You can't hold a public meeting.
I certainly can.
Not without a police permit, you can't. Have you got a permit?
I don't need a permit. The Constitution says that...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But even a bum lawyer like you knows that the city ordinances require a permit from the police department to hold a public meeting. Now, I'm ordering all you folks to go home quietly, and there'll be no trouble.
Well, that does it, Alice. Let the gal.
Oh, Jeff, isn't there anything you can do?
Not legally. I haven't got a leg to stand on.
Well, what good is the Constitution, I'd like to know? What about this freedom of assembly they taught Billy in school?
That's just the federal government. It can't... Wait a minute. Hey, friends,
wait a moment. Listen to me. Come back.
I told you to go home.
You be quiet, Enders. Friends, listen. I'm leaving here now and going to the post office. That's federal property. And no one can interfere with us meeting there. No one at all. And that means you, Enders. And here, on this piece of United States property, where we are protected by the wisdom of the men who established our national constitution, where no one can challenge our right freely to assemble, I want to tell you why that right was put into the Constitution. It was put there to protect all of us here from scoundrels like the ones now running this city. I want to tell you about the slot machines that are harming all.
By virtue of the authority vested in me as governor of this state, and in view of the report of the special prosecutor, which I have just read, I hereby remove from the office of mayor.
Looks like America hasn't got too big for freedom of assembly after all. Because it was that constitutional right that let a town get rid of a couple of crooked officials. Sometimes I think the men who planned this land of ours were smarter than even they thought. Let me tell you something, friends. That constitution was nothing the government gave the people. It was the other way around. The people in the Constitution tell their government just what it can do and what it can't do. Sometimes when a man gets high office, he thinks it's his by right. It isn't. All power belongs to the people, to all of us. And we lend it to certain individuals for a while, so they can use some of it to do what we want done. But always remember this. All the power that our Heavenly Father has given to men belongs to all men, never to one man. Leastways, not in America.
Paul Revere, portrayed by Maurice Copeland, will return next Sunday to narrate the next chapter in the story we call Destination Freedom. Presented by station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Today's script was written by Bob McKee and produced under the direction of John Cowan. Arthur Peterson played Jeff Maxwell. Other members of the cast were Eloise Kummer, Paul Barnes, Arnold Carzo, and Jess Pugh. The special music was composed by Emil Soderstrom and played by Helen Morton and Jose Bethencourt. Our engineer was George Wilson. Sound effects by Cliff Mueller. And now this is Charles Mountain reminding you the sound of the freedom bell is your invitation to follow Paul Revere along the road to Destination Freedom. Three chimes mean good times on NBC. Today and every Sunday, you're invited to meet two very delightful, very unconventional families. Mr. and Mrs. Blandings features the trials and tribulations of the Blandings family in their famous Dream House. And the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show takes you on another adventure with the hilarious Harrises, plus Brother Willie, Julius, and Frankie Remley. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.